This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to find out everything you ever wanted to know about olive oil. We've got an expert. He's graced our airwaves in the past. He's TJ Robinson, owner of Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, and that's freshpressedoliveoilclub.com is the destination to get the 411 on olive oil. And he is also known as the olive oil hunter because he goes hither, thither, and yon trying to source all the best olive oil harvests. He is talking to me from, I guess you're in Texas, but you sound a little jet lagged. Where have you been over the past few weeks?
I've been in Scandinavia. So
wait a minute, there's right now Scandinavian olive oil? I guess there really is global warming.
Well, thank you so much for the warm welcome, and it is such a pleasure to be on your podcast and on your show. It's always, I learn so much, and we have a lot of fun. So thank you for the invitation.
Well, indeed. So olive oil, of course, in the news. I don't think a week goes by that there's not yet another published study in a scientific journal documenting the benefits of olive oil for its cardiovascular benefits, for its anti-cancer benefits, for its even its cosmetological benefits in terms of skin, brain benefits, you name it. Today's program is not so much about the science, you know, the high-tech developments in terms of scientific bona fides of olive oil. We're going to talk about practical matters related to olive oil. But first, give us a little background. You know, how did you become the olive oil hunter? When and why did you start the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club?
Great question. So about 10 years ago, a little longer than that, I don't want to date myself, my age, but I was a chef working in New York and worked with a food writer. I wasn't in a kitchen, like a commercial kitchen in a restaurant, but I was working with a food writer, and we were always looking for great olive oil, and really what was available to us at the time in the U.S., that was imported was really subpar. And one day a gentleman knocked on our office door to drop off some samples. He had just arrived from a flight from Sicily, and he had some fresh oil for me. And he said, I want you to taste this. And not only that, I want you to come to Sicily and taste the fresh oil, because this was about a week old. And I tried my first sip of fresh pressed olive oil. Well, pretty fresh. It was about a week old. And it just changed my life forever. I was spoiled.
And this is even in the context of you using olive oil virtually on a daily basis in your chef work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I just didn't know what I was missing. I grew up in the mountains of North Carolina, and I knew what good apples taste like.
Yeah. It's kind of an olive oil free zone, though, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately. So if you don't grow up with olive oil as part of your culture, if you're not lucky enough to live in California where they have great olives, or a little bit in Texas now and in Arizona and touch in Florida, maybe you've never tasted fresh olive oil. And once you have, you just can't go back. So it was like a whole like enlightening experience. And then I was invited to Sicily, where I really got into it and knew at that point I couldn't go back. So it really started as kind of something I was seeking for myself. And then it turned out to be a business, because all my friends and chef friends and family, they were like, we want more of that stuff. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of developed into what is now the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And yeah.
Well, so I subscribe to, full disclosure, I subscribe to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, and I always look forward to my delivery, and it's always a surprise. I mean, the olive oils come from, occasionally they come from Sicily, but they come from all of, Portugal, Spain, even Australia, parts of South America. I think there's been some Argentine harvests in the past.
That's right.
So why didn't you just lock and load and just say, Sicily, that's the birthplace of olive oil. I'm just going to get all my olive oil from Sicily. Why wasn't that good enough for your Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club?
Yeah, so basically there are two major harvest times each year. One is in the northern hemisphere, and that harvest can range from 5 months long, really starting in October and going into March. September over to March. And then there's the southern hemisphere harvest, and this is what I learned when I started the club, that I could also achieve fresh olive oil by going to the southern hemisphere. So for example, next week I'll be in Chile for their harvest is starting there. Mm-hmm. So we are able to get fresh Chilean olive oil, amazing olive oil, where fruit in Chile is just beautiful. I mean, as you imagine, a lot of our produce
we get our grapes in winter from Chile. You know, they're flown into Kennedy Airport, and you get them in your gourmet markets.
Absolutely. So for the club and for my club members, what they demand is freshness, transparency. So what we do, or what I do, is I land in a country of origin. I taste about 100 oils. I narrow it down to the three producers or varieties that I want to work with for the season. And then I work with them to produce an oil for my club. And then we race it to the U.S. by jet. So for example, in mid-May, I'll have my time wrapped up with the Chilean harvest, mid to late May. And my club members will have the oil on their tables in mid-June. So it's really a race against the clock from the moment the olive is picked from the tree.
But why is there such time urgency about that? Because, you go into a typical supermarket or even a gourmet store and you see the olive oil there. And, it may have been sitting there for 6 months or a year. To the non-discriminating palate, it's olive oil. I think Americans don't have a sense of what good olive oil tastes like.
Yeah, well, it is a lot about education, educating your palate, and we'll talk more about that later in the interview. But I think that Americans are getting more educated, and I think they're learning that there are country of origin concerns, that people want to look and know where their food comes from. And also there's the health aspect. Many of my members are in the club for health reasons, mm-hmm. that the antioxidants and polyphenols rapidly mm-hmm. reduce over the first 6 months.
Yeah,
of
and I can vouch for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of those compounds are really, if you start with a really high quality olive oil, where you're looking for the bitterness, you're looking for the pepperiness, which we'll talk about later as key indicators of great olive oil, most people in the U.S. have not even experienced, because a lot of the olive oil, due to the distribution system, is already 6 months old before it enters our lives and our store shelves.
So obviously, if you want to get the taste benefits, you need a little more of a discerning palate to appreciate it. But from the standpoint of the health benefits, oleo repein, the 5-hydroxytyrosol, the literally dozens of compounds that are in olive oil that have, in some cases, anti-infective properties, vascular protective properties, antioxidant properties, These tend to not be that shelf stable, even if the olive oil is stored at proper temperatures. That's an issue too. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, how to optimize your storage of olive oil a little bit later in the program. But, you know, once it sits there, especially if you open it, and especially if it's not in a dark bottle, all the olive oils that you have provided me are in dark amber bottles to protect
Absolutely.
Them from the sunlight. And I think one of the criteria for, you know, selecting a good olive oil, it really needs to be protected from light, because light has a damaging effect on these delicate compounds. So help us out here with a little botany. Olives are a fruit, right?
Yes,
there's something
yes,
about
that's
freshness
right.
Freshness that really enters into the equation. We tend to think of it's oil, okay? And Americans are so used to oil that is so highly refined that you practically can keep it around for years. But not olive oil, right?
No, not at all. Yes, you have all these compounds that are in there. And, you know, it's funny that you talk about, you know, Americans are used to kind of bland rancid oils and with seed oils and that sort of stuff. And I think most of us kind of got our feet wet in the olive oil, in the early days of olive oil consumption rising in the U.S. with oils that were made from riper olives. So mm-hmm. these riper olives tend to be produced buttery style of oils mm-hmm. with less of the polyphenols, the tocopherols, etc., all mm-hmm. those great things that you listed. Still a good fat, of course, but now there are some artisans that are really taking the fruit at a very early stage and harvesting them when there's a very small amount of oil inside the fruit. So about 10% of the olive.
It's more expensive that way, though.
Yeah, 2 to 3 times more.
Yeah.
Because if they leave the fruit hanging on the tree, right. when it goes from green to black, it's going to go from 10% yield to 20 or 30% yield. So they'll have, if they're selling in volume, by volume, they're going to be able to sell 2 to 3 times as much. So there's an incentive, they're incentivized to let In the vast majority of olive oil production, they're incentivized to let the fruit hang on the tree mm-hmm. as long as possible mm-hmm. To get as much oil as possible. But it's also, you know, low.
They may be sacrificing the quality for quantity, you know, and also, in effect, the milder taste may be more acceptable to uneducated palates, but also denotes less in the way of polyphenols. And what about color? Because I think color is a bit of a key to the potency of olive oil. And a lot of people use olive oils that are, you know, virtually the same color as, I don't know, they're sort of amber color
right.
or, you know, very light colored. And in fact, there are brands of mild olive oil or light olive oil in the supermarket, because sometimes right. Americans can't get their head around the flavor of olive oil.
Oh, that's a great question. So most of the pure or the light olive oil, that is refined olive oil. So mm-hmm. that has been treated with heat. It's not extra virgin. It's not virgin. Sometimes they add extra virgin to it, but Yeah, like you said, very bland, a refined product, still probably a healthy fat, but missing a mm-hmm. lot of those. I think a lot of people in the U.S., we really want the benefits of the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're using lower quality oils, especially olive oil, I don't know that you're getting all the benefits. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're not, of someone who's living in Italy,
yep.
who's getting fresh oil at right. least once a year. So 6 months, it's really great, you know, oil
right.
with polyphenols and all those aspects. So yeah, it's definitely, yeah, we're heading in the right direction because of people like you and education and myself and a lot of folks mm-hmm. in our industry. So it's exciting times.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance line of professional-grade supplements. One of the most important indicators of good health is your body composition, the proportion of fat and fat-free mass in your body. Having a healthy body composition promotes healthy blood pressure, heart health, and a healthy glucose metabolism. Our friends at Protocol for Life Balance have a trio of products designed to deliver effective body comp support with a variety of vital natural compounds that support appetite management, energy, healthy adrenal response, and more. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. And now back to our guest, the olive oil hunter himself, T.J. Robinson. There is the issue, of course, of outright fraud in the olive oil business, and I think you've been up against it. And there have been quite a few exposés about olive oil that purports to be from Italy, that's not really from Italy. Well, that's not so bad. Maybe the stuff from Morocco is, equivalent. Right. Maybe that's not a big problem, but there's true adulteration. Where olive oil is mixed with other cheaper oils and then palmed off as olive oil. And that's a big concern. And frankly, and I don't know if we want to go there, but, the Godfather, Mario Puzo's novel, that was the family business.
Yes, exactly.
And, suggests that maybe, just maybe, there's some room for a little potential corruption.
Well, this has been going on since way before then. This is really goes way back into
the Roman Empire.
Empire and all that. Absolutely. You really want to know your source. You really want to make sure it's independently certified to be extra virgin. And you want to know how to taste an olive oil as well. Educate yourself. Those are definitely important things. And yes, the major media has done a great job of getting the word out. 60 Minutes did a great piece.
Even some of the big brands, the supposedly big reputable brands,
Yeah, and I think the industry is doing a better job. I know Fives.
Self-policing.
Yeah, absolutely. 5 years or more ago, a lot of the olive oils in the supermarket were, vast majority of them were in clear bottles. Mm-hmm. Now they're using dark PET plastic, which is better than white or clear.
We like glass because we don't want the whatever various styrenes and plastic residues to leach into the olive oil. That's not going to be good for you.
Yeah, absolutely not. But they're making strides to do better. A lot of self-policing, and I think they've had a lot of pressure from consumers to really, at least get it back to the standard that it should be. We have to keep the pressure on. But they're doing a decent job.
And so there's something called the refrigerator test, which you've shared with our listeners before. Can you remind us of what that entails?
Yeah, so there was kind of like a myth that was going around a few years back. I think it was Dr. Oz who told folks to place their bottle of extra virgin olive oil in the refrigerator, and if it does not solidify based on the solidification of the oil, you mm-hmm. can determine whether or not it's extra virgin or not. And that is completely false. The method does not work. Every olive oil that's pressed, if it's extra virgin olive oil, is going to have different waxes, different fat content.
But it could have safflower oil in it, and then it's, right?
Exactly. So, if you're thinking you could try that at home, or you look that up and they're like, oh, yeah, I want to try that. Well, it doesn't really.
But also, I think a lot of people tend to say, well, it's a precious oil. It's perishable. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. Good idea or bad idea?
If I'm going to be away for several months. Yeah. I might if I have an open bottle, but I don't like taking it in and out because I find it gets humidity in there in the top of the bottle after I've taken it in and out and tried using it. Mm-hmm. And A, it's not as pourable and not as mixed.
It's gloppy.
Because it's gloppy. And it is a blend of different fats and different waxes from the...
That have different melting temperatures,
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not a big fan of storing it in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I know some people do, but
you say is a good idea. And, you know, so say you're going on a, six-week vacation or something, and, you've got a half a bottle of olive oil that's sitting there in your cabinet. Maybe that's the time to put it in the refrigerator, because 6 weeks could make a difference. And, you know, I have a pretty refined palate now. I can really tell when things are turning, you don't want rancid olive oil because it not only does it destroy the benefits, but there actually may be some harmful substances that are produced. So we don't want that.
Interesting. Well, I know that olive variety plays a big role in how long a particular oil will last different olive varieties have different characteristics and levels of those polyphenols and antioxidants. So if you start with an oil that is, let's say, well protected, not only an olive, but an oil after it's extracted or pressed, is very high in all those great positive antioxidants, polyphenols, tocopherols, etc., it actually protects itself, which is really great and even, important in how we use it in the kitchen.
I also want to clear up the distinct, there's a lot of classification obfuscation when it comes to olive oil, because everything is extra virgin. The claim is made. They're really cheap olive oils. You know, you can get them for $4.99 a bottle. They're pure.
That's right.
Pure sounds good.
But pure
extra
sounds
virgin,
good.
You know, never been kissed, never even been on a date. I mean, there's so many hierarchies of purity. Help us out with that. Are these claims policed in any way? Is there some standard by which olive oils are rated?
Yes, and the one that's most important to know is extra virgin. And that's what you should focus on purchasing. I would not purchase anything below extra virgin. And what that is, the definition, according to the International Olive Council, is a superior category olive oil obtained directly from olives and solely by mechanical means. Mm-hmm. And mechanical means...
That means cold pressed, right?
Exactly. Okay. It is pressed cold, and they don't use added heat or any kind of chemical agents or anything
like
that.
Like bleaching or extraction.
Yeah, no. So that is the most important one to focus on. And once you focus in on olive oil and educate your palate or extra virgin category, and people talk about whether to cook with extra virgin or not. Some people are like, I only use extra virgin for drizzling, and I only cook with virgin. Like, I would stick to extra virgin and, use it for everything. I honestly would probably use another type of oil before I would go and buy a virgin olive oil. I would choose grapeseed oil. I would choose, another avocado oil. Mm-hmm. I would choose some other type of oil before I would lower my standard and buy virgin olive oil.
Maybe grapeseed for its heat resistance relatively. But you actually dispelled in a previous podcast, I remember, that you were talking about the effects of cooking on olive oil. A lot of people are very loath to do some light sauteing with olive oil, coating the pan and maybe sauteing some onions, because they're afraid that the heat will destroy everything, all the beneficial effects will be neutralized, the polyunsaturates will be turned into harmful compounds by the heat. Is that true or what?
No. In fact, they've done a lot of studies on frying with olive oil and done a different test mm-hmm. of the different ranges of olive oil and also versus other types of oils. And mm-hmm. olive oil has fared very, very well for its stability for frying. It's surprising.
That's because I'll definitely saute my garlic in olive oil, so I don't feel so bad about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a short duration using a high quality oil with mm-hmm. very high antioxidants. Protects it while it's being cooked.
Maybe avoid the smoke point, you know, like that's...
Absolutely. That's a very good point. And sometimes a lot of people will take the pan, warm up their pan, and add the food product first, maybe the onions in there for just literally a second, and then drizzle those with oil instead of putting your oil in a hot pan, doing it, you know, opposite just to protect your oil.
Yeah, there's a tendency sometimes when you multitask in the kitchen and, you know, you turn to the pan and pretty soon it's smoking and, you know,
So I tend to add my food, and then drizzle with oil, and I don't have a real issue with sticking with that, you know, quick 1 minute with no oil in there. It's not really a problem for me.
Well, great. Okay, what we're going to do, we'll pause now because we divide our podcast into two parts. In part two, we're going to do a taste test, and we're going to do it because we want to describe, you know, the dimensions and taste qualities of olive oil. It's a little bit of a reach because this is a podcast, and maybe podcasts are a little tough to do when we're trying to convey olfactory and gustatory sensations. But let's give it a shot in part two. We got more questions to ask about olives and olive oil with the olive oil hunter. And you can, by the way, get more information at the website. It's freshpressedoliveoilclub.com. Is that correct?
Yes. And I have at the end of the podcast, I have a special URL for just your listeners
Give it now,
as well.
Because for those listeners who may say, you know, I've got time for just, you know, the first part, I'll have to listen to the second part another time.
Sure. It's myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Oh, great.
And that's set up, customized, for you and your listeners, and has a really strong, offer for a $1 sample bottle for them to try the club. So yeah, we'll talk about that more in the second half, but myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
It's well worth it, folks. I mean, I don't do wine clubs, but I do this olive oil club. And I'm always excited when I get a delivery because it's, you know, and the timing is just perfect, TJ, because, you know, whenever I get a little bit of a dither, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm about to run out. Am I going to get a delivery? And it's like, oh, just in time. Yeah, there you go. Because I just hate to go to the store and my chances because, you know, my tendency is to say, I'll buy the most expensive one in the nicest looking bottle, but, you know, I have no idea what I'm getting.
That's
okay.
Hilarious.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. TJ Robinson is our guest. He's the olive oil hunter. And we'll be right back with more on the subject of olive oil. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.